Welcome to the Certainty Advice Podcast, where everything we do starts with an alignment to Australia's first accredited standard of conflict-free advice, which ensures we are truly focused on helping you achieve more in your financial life. And now, here's your host, founder of the Certainty Advice Group, Jim Stackpool.
G'day everybody, Jim Stackpool from Certainty Advice Group with another podcast in our Certainty series where we aim to help as many Australians as possible access valuable financial advice that's truly in their best interests without any conflicts or bias attached at a time when we really need it. Our Certainty Advisors all over Australia follow the nation's first standard of advice simply based upon being a comprehensive offering remunerated only by the client based upon the value and which we double check each piece of advice that's given out as per the standards we've tabled with ACCC and IP Australia, just to ensure that whether you're seeing a Certainty Advice in advisor in Manly or Melbourne or Maylands, you're going to get a consistent standard for that for your own unique situation, which is truly important in these times. Which today, talking with Paul Birch from Pacific Wealth, financial advice here in Manly, in fact, on the best possible financial pathways through these COVID-19 times. It goes without saying that COVID-19 is tipping everybody's world around physically, mentally, and financially. Lockdown number one is being replaced by lockdowns two, redundancies one, probably by redundancies two, creating all sorts of complexities for everybody and or someone close to people listening to this, which you have to be careful for. With JobKeeper 2 now being announced, putting another $20 billion into the economy, creating even bigger and bigger deficits for us to pay off in the future. More and more people, particularly in Melbourne at this stage, being forced to wear masks. But the stock market continues to surge by 2.6% just yesterday. On day alone announced, JobKeeper 2 version 2 was announced. Whilst 3.5 million Australians who were on JobKeeper will turn now to 1.4 million Australians by January. So there's obviously financial issues affecting us, although it's important or special to us, which is a great time to be getting advice, which is why we're lucky to have Paul, as I say, from Pacific Wealth here in Manly, pacwealth.com.au. Paul's firm with Keyworker Die primarily focus on divorcees and busy double-income families with teenage kids, where time and objectivity and all sorts of things are a constant measure. But as you listen to Paul, listen out for his views and observations about how the restrictions on travel has caused quite a bit of stress. And obviously travel for us all is more than a holiday. Listen also when Paul mentions about the rise of financial pornography as the product providers who may be masquerading as advice providers just get smarter in their quest to sell us more hope and confidence by their products. And also listen for Paul. The third thing to listen out as you listen to this is Paul's sense of greater conservatism and the benefits and disadvantages of that. But I started by asking Paul, what's his take on now 3.3 million Australians who have already accessed their superannuation through early release scheme?
It's a good question. I think for the majority of our clients, well, I don't know of any of our clients that have had to access their superannuation. So luckily they haven't been as financially impacted by COVID-19 and or they've had enough savings to help get them through this period, so they haven't had to dip into their super. Mm-hmm. So I guess it really is business as usual in that we're still planning for the future, even though that future is quite uncertain at the moment.
And just tell us a bit, so for anyone listening, what are those niches or client specialities that Pacific Wealth looks after when you deliver your Certainty advice? What are those clients that you work with, Paul? What do they look like?
We probably have two main groups of clients that we tend to work well with, and one is a widow or divorcee, normally between 60 and say 75 years of age, on their own, looking to spend more time with the grandchildren and travel and those sorts of things. Another group of clients would be sort of middle to senior executives with a family, complexity, time poor, busy, kids in private school. They would be the two main groups of sort of clients that we work with.
Obviously, as you practice Certainty advice, where you get purely paid on the value you add to the client's lives as compared to the amount of product or hours you put in, what do you find those two groups, the widow divorcee group and also those time poor people still working, growing family, what would you say are the any specific complexities or issues that COVID-19 and and the uncertainty around COVID-19 are raising for both those groups?
I think for both of them, you know, travel is a huge part of what they do. A lot of these women are approaching retirement or have recently retired. You know, a lot of those retirement plans revolved around travel, a massive bucket list that they were hoping to tick off, which has just been put on hold for now. Similarly with the sort of the younger families, the younger couples, that's their way to de-stress and to switch off and to get away from, you know, the demands of family life and work and career and friends and, you know, going to the gym and all those sorts of things. So the holiday for them is a real chance to just reboot and refresh themselves for the next 12 months or the next 6 months before the next holiday.
So with experts talking that, not experts, but obviously a lot of spokespeople talking that, you know, this is a 2 to 3 year period, and particularly when you consider some of the, you know, how hard it's hit some of the overseas countries, the COVID-19. What's your take if we're up for this for 2 to 3 years? Is this lack of travel or be able to get out and release, de-stress, see the world, is that a real big stress point, or they just it's just how it is, they cup it on the chin?
No, it is. It's a stress point, most definitely. So we're looking at alternatives and you know, talking about what are some options and, you know, can we book in a trip to the Northern Territory or, you know, one couple had decided they've never really been camped with, but they've decided to go out and buy some camping gear and to try that just to get away and see if that's something that will work for them. The elderly clients, I mean, they just tend to be spending more time with the grandchildren and taking a more active role there to help, fill up the extra time that they've now got on their hands.
And so, the certainty advice approach is that anything that requires money or advice or planning is where you come to your fore in your services, Pack Wealth, Pacific Wealth, with your clients. And some might say, well, that doesn't sound like your clients are in threat of losing their jobs or losing their cash flow or their reserves. But what you're saying, and if I'm reading between the lines, this is still a significant stress point that a lot of the things they've been working so hard for or looking forward to have now been taken away for them, and they still need more planning or more advice as to now how to readjust for their lives. Is that a fair comment?
Definitely. The level of uncertainty and financial uncertainty for them has increased significantly. For the elderly clients, they're relying on their savings and their superannuation to fund that retirement for the next 20 or 30 years. So if markets are in turmoil and if there's all this uncertainty regarding a recession and what's going to happen in the economy, then that it does put a lot of pressure on them. And it's more a case of, you know, minding your pennies now just in case. Similarly with the younger clients, you know, there's been a few that have had to go through redundancies and they're now looking for work. So there's always that threat over the head of any of them, I think, that whether you work for yourself or you work for somebody else, your income is never 100% secure. So you need to manage that going forward as well.
Mm. And with commentators also saying this is the time for property or this is the time to really get into the share market or get out of self-managed super or into self-managed super. Are you finding that amongst your two client niches, are they getting distracted, overly distracted by those messages or noises, or they're just, they have their objectivity and they're not in any way concerned by what some of these commentators are saying, this is what you should be doing with your money?
Look, certainly there's a lot of, you know, we like to call it financial pornography out in the marketplace at the moment. I mean, everyone's got an opinion about what's going to happen in the next 6 to 12 months. And, you know, every property guy and every real estate guy has got a different opinion to, you know, an economist or what somebody else might be saying. We just come back to focus on what's important to them, what their values and their goals are and what they're looking to achieve, and continue to take that long-term view and try not to be influenced by short-termism, which is a lot of the media that you're hearing. Nobody knows what's going to happen in 3 months' time, let alone 3 years' time. So let's just keep focused on what are your goals over the next 5 and 10 years and what can we do today to make sure that you're on track to achieve those.
And so when new clients have been coming to you in during COVID-19, are you finding their conversations are much more measured, much more aspirational, much more conservative? Or are they coming to you with what are the opportunities that I might have in this marketplace? Have you noticed any change in theme or tone of those new client conversations?
I think in general, everybody is a little bit more conservative. Everybody is spending less. Everybody is perhaps a little bit less aspirational than what they were, you know, 6 months ago before this all started. So it has, on the whole, it's made everybody, the clients that we're talking to anyway, it's made the majority of them just, you know, pull their heads in a little bit. It's probably a good way of saying it. They're just minding their pennies and not necessarily planning the big holidays or buying the big cars. What can we do to hunker down and get through this period?
Mm-hmm. Have you seen any evidence amongst your client base or your networks or alliances of the two-speed economy that some people are really quite severely impacted, and yet others are, their wages are secure, they aren't spending as much, so they're more cashed up, and they seem to be at the other end of the scale. Have you seen any evidence of that amongst your clientele or alliances or networks?
Yeah, definitely. For those clients whose jobs are secure, they are spending a lot less. There's no doubt about that. When we're looking at their bank accounts come review time and you see they've got X amount more than they did 6 months ago, you know, they are definitely spending a lot less, and it's setting them up to probably take advantage of some opportunities that might be coming up over the next period of time, whether that's the next year or the next 3 years, but certainly they're in a position where they may be able to, you know, capitalise on any falls in the economy.
And what, from your perspective as an advisor every day, what do you see as some of those advantages now looking out towards that further horizon?
Well, it just gives them choices. It just gives them more choices and more options moving forward, depending on what happens. So they can be a little bit more fluid with their investment options or their holiday options or their work options going forward. So just more choices, really.
Okay. So just on another point, we're seeing at the moment more and more industry funds and big banks pulling out of what they call holistic advice. And primarily the motives, they say, for doing it is because their clients haven't needed it or wanted it or been asking for it. QSuper is one example. I think Commonwealth Bank were in the press this week saying similar things, that they're shutting down their holistic broad private bank offer. What's your take on that at a time when, what I'm reading through the lines with your comments, there's a lot of uncertainty coming up, not just today, but in the future. What's your take on the moves by some of these bigger institutions?
Well, I think firstly, they weren't providing holistic advice. You know, in a lot of the cases, I know with QSuper as an example, most of the members didn't pay for the advice. So I'm not sure how they could provide holistic advice when you're not even paying for it. And I think in a lot of instances, it wasn't holistic advice. It was just another product distribution channel that the advisors were able to work on to say, well, come here and we'll recommend QSuper. And it was just an enabler for QSuper to recommend more of their product, and similarly for Commonwealth Bank recommending more of their products. I don't see it as necessarily them pulling out of holistic advice. I just see it as them not using advisors anymore to push their product.
Yeah. And just a technical point, or not a technical point, but a point of the times, is that obviously you're getting these deep conversations with your clients to understand what they value and may, what they are believing are causing them some uncertainty or issues in their lives. And I sense that you're doing most of these via GoToWebinar or Zoom or... And what's the quality and the engagement and the depth like that you're achieving? If anyone listening to this and thinking, well, I can't really, not really comfortable going face-to-face and having these deep conversations with clients, what would you advise them? What's been your experience in your contact with your own clients as to the effectiveness of these meetings now that they're probably done over a computer terminal?
Look, it certainly is harder. There's no doubt about that. It's not as personable as being in the same room with somebody. It's harder to read body language and it's harder to communicate effectively. However, you know, I think if you set your environment up as best as possible to minimise distractions and, you know, make sure the kids are entertained or being looked after and, you know, that nobody's going to come yapping through the door if you've got pets, then I think it's certainly achievable to be able to have that, to still have those deep and meaningful conversations and really get down to the nitty-gritty of what's bothering you and how we can help. The appointment don't go for as long. It seems to be a lot more mentally draining having these types of appointments via Zoom than it does in person. And I think that's just simply because you're concentrating so hard on that little screen.
Mm, yeah, I tend to agree. But the takeout is it's still very possible and still very practical and achievable. And so last question, Paul, for you. Anyone listening to this and trying to get their head around what are the financial best steps they need to take on their path moving forward, and knowing that this is, in some ways, as everyone's saying, a new normal for our lives, surrounded by uncertainty, potentially unemployment. And whilst JobKeeper's been extended now to March 2021, what would be your overall advice to ensure they're making the best possible steps in their own unique financial paths today?
Look, I mean, our advice, regardless of whether we've got COVID-19 or, you know, there's a tech crash or whatever is happening out in the broader community and the broader economy, is to focus on those things that you can control. What are those behaviors that you do every day that make a difference to your life? What are your spending habits? What's your income? Where are you spending your free time? So focus on the things that you can control and try not to be distracted or scared off by any of the outside influences via media or friends or family, and just stick to what's your plan and what's the best thing we can do to keep you on the best possible path to maintain your plan and focus on what you can control.
Is that achievable without the accountability, without the objectivity, without the background of someone like a Certainty advisor, or do you think more and more Australians could do this by themselves?
Oh, look, it's always easier to have, when you're doing something that's not necessarily second nature or that's not necessarily easy, it always makes it a little bit easier if you've got somebody that keeps you accountable. The best athletes always have a coach. So it doesn't mean that you have to have a coach, but you're probably going to get better results if you do have a coach, and it's probably going to be easier for you to get those results.
Well, there you have it. Paul Birch from Pacific Wealth, boutique advisory firm with his key worker, Di, providing great advice for their targeted clients, which is generally, but not limited to, obviously, divorcees, widows, but also busy professionals, working families who have got teenage kids and lots of issues. What was your take from that? Mine, I took three things from that. And it's obvious from Paul's observations, and he's right, I think, that travel is more than a holiday. It's an important de-stressor. And so when Paul is finding himself giving advice and planning, which is still important to ensure we can de-stress, to get that clarity of all the possibilities open to us, get away from all the trees we keep bumping into to see the big picture, but just to have a rest, it's still important to be planning and giving advice on how to do those things in this new world when travel is restricted. The second thing I picked up was we're more conservative, which is good, but we have to also ensure that conservatism provides and maintains a level of objectivity encased in our own conservative thinking that may not be too good for us as we get more and more ensconced in potentially the dust storm of our lives. And the third point I took away was just accountability and Paul's point there right at the end, where if we're all held accountable to the things that are important and meaningful to us, we tend to get better results. So there you have it, Paul Birch, supporting his widows, divorcees, busy working families in this new normal, this COVID-19, when we're all seeking what are those best pathways for us and those that are important to us. And so Paul is, like all Certainty advisors, delivering great unconflicted advice all over Australia and purely getting remunerated based on the value of the advice to you, which is the ultimate only person who should be determining it. Love to get your feedback. Thanks for listening. Jim Stackpole signing out until our next in our Certainty Advice series. Cheers for now.
Thank you for listening to the Certainty Advice Podcast with Jim Stackpole. To access the materials from today's show or to join in the conversation, head on over to certaintyadvicegroup.com. Please let us know what you think. We'd love to hear your feedback. certaintyadvicegroup.com.